Some call it hard work, determination, or grit. We call it blimp-worthy. Goodyear, official sponsor of the college football playoff.
Moving closer and closer to the start of the college football season, we will talk college football, Iowa football specifically, with John Bonenkamp of the Burlington Hawkeye coming up on the program here today. Kirk Ferentz met the media for the first time down in Iowa City, and we will talk about what Kirk had to say and others here today. That and remembering a college basketball legend. All that coming up here in the gym class on KGYM. From our studios here in Cedar Rapids on the southwest side, Scott Unash along with Mark Dukes, Kyle Mann, our producer. It is a gym class here on KGYM, taking you through the 3 o'clock hour here today. And first of all, apologies from several fronts. Tuesdays mean baseball. They mean Cal Eldred, but Cal was called away today by the Royals. As Cal put it, with all the injuries that the Royals have had, they have player movement going on all over the place, and he was summoned out of town. So we will catch up with Cal and talk baseball coming up next Tuesday on Labor Day, September the 5th. So we apologize. Cal apologizes, but we are not his first employer, Mark Dukes. We are just visiting with him once a week and figuring out what's going on in the world of baseball. The Royals are number one.
Very pleased to get him when we can. Perhaps we can chew over some of the playoff scenarios. CBS Sports has issued home and away schedules for the remainder of the season. All teams, fewer than 40 games remaining. About to get interesting.
It is broken down a little bit, so maybe we will get to a little bit of baseball coming up for you in just a little bit. But we will get to college football here today. Kirk Ferentz meeting the media down in Iowa City. And not a lot of surprising things, especially with the depth chart coming out yesterday, the quarterback situation taken care of with Nathan Stanley. But a few tidbits to take and dissect today as far as Kirk is concerned. We'll let you know our poll question coming up in a little bit as well. That brought to you by Emil's Hideaway, and thanks to them on First Avenue Southeast, behind the Taco John's, right next to the Home Depot in Cedar Rapids. And first of all, pay homage today to Dwayne Kuiper on the 40th anniversary of his only Major League home run. And I know if Todd is in the car, he will get a kick out of this. Of course, coming off of Steve Stone.
Mm-hmm.
As Dwayne Kuiper went deep for his only Major League home run. So that is happened 40 years ago today. So congratulations to the Kuipe, who has been tweeting it out today a lot, along with others, as far as social networking is concerned. We start things off here, before we get to Kirk Ferentz, with a notable passing in the world of college basketball, especially here in this area, in this region. But he was a guy, whether you were rooting for the Spartans or not rooting for Michigan State, that you still watched him on the sideline because he was, I think, the most colorful guy, along with Gene Katie, of the day. And I know you had some, I'm not going to say run-ins, but you had some path crossing, if you will, with the great one, Judd Heathcote, who passed away late last night at the age of 90. Had a great career, of course, as the coach at Michigan State, was at Montana prior to that, around 350 wins as a head coach of the Michigan State Spartans, and he was the mentor, of course, of Tom Izzo, who was on his staff for many, many years before taking over. But who could forget the Judd Thud? After all those years, and of course, won the 1979 national championship with Magic Johnson. And oh, by the way, a guy named Greg Kelzer, who wasn't too shabby either.
Heathcote passing at age 90. And you mentioned trying to pinpoint the year, and I'm thinking it was 1979-80, the year after Michigan State won the national championship. And of course, that was a magical season for the Hawkeyes as well. This is before the shot clock was introduced, or there was no shot clock during that season of 79-80, and Michigan State came to Iowa Fieldhouse in February of 1980. And as one of the first games I covered for the Gazette in terms of Iowa basketball, and as I recall, I don't remember what whether it's Lute Olson or Judd Heathcote decided to take the air out of the ball. And the first half, both teams I think were in single digits. And I tried to look up the box score and I couldn't find it. But that game ended with an Iowa 44-39 overtime win. In 1980. I'm pretty sure that was the year.
February 7th, 1980.
If anybody was there, give us a call. 319-366-1600 or a text at the Jerry K. and Ask Investment Services text line.
I was not there at the field house, but I remember that particular game. I remember a lot of those games. That was why the shot clock came about, for the most part, was because Lute Olson did it as much as anybody else back in the days for the Hawkeyes. Went into the four corners once you get a lead. If there was a team that didn't have the talent of another group, they would go into the four corners. They would make it a very, 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 very low-scoring game, and that was the way of college basketball. And I think people were living on the momentum of the most watched and most viewed college basketball game still to this date. The 1979 championship game between Larry Bird and Magic Johnson in Salt Lake City in 1979. Yeah, it was on a campus back then, ladies and gentlemen. And that was February 7th of 1980, a 44-39 overtime win for the Hawkeyes at home at the Iowa Fieldhouse over Michigan State.
You mentioned the comparison to Gene Keady, and yes, I think both were among the most colorful in Big Ten basketball history. They also probably had some of the worst hair and among men's basketball coaches. But
Judd didn't care, though.
He didn't.
Gene had the comb-over going for so many years, the Katie comb-over, and Judd just didn't care. He just let it go. A lot of people speculated he lost it with the Judd Thud, just hitting. If you don't know what the Judd Thud was, look it up. He would, during the game, periodically, when things weren't going well, just basically hit himself on the top of his head with his right hand repeatedly. And it wasn't like a glancing blow. It was a full-fledged hammer job to the top of his dome. And it was the darndest thing to see. And then he'd get the double thing going, and that was really...
He always looked like a sourpuss on the on the sideline, didn't he? But he was among the funniest guys around.
He really was. Had a very good sense of humor. Had a very good sense of humor. So Judd Heathcote will be missed. And keep this in mind, since the mid-70s, Michigan State basketball program has had two head coaches. I mean, that's pretty amazing. Pretty amazing there. So Judd Heathcote passing away at the age of 90 late last night.
Best product. Judd Heathcote, Magic Johnson, or Tom Izzo?
Ooh, that's a poll question for East Lansing today. wouldn't you say Tom Izzo?
Yeah, because he's been more impactful over the long range.
I'd have to say Tom Izzo. I have to say Tom Izzo on that one. 12 past 3, Tuesday edition of the Gym Class here on KGYM. Should let you know this right off the bat, that all this week we are giving away Colonels playoff tickets. Colonels playoff tickets for their first game, September the 6th, against the Kane County Cougars. As a week from tomorrow, that'll be here in Cedar Rapids, game one of the best of three first-round Midwest League playoff series. Not only that, but out of the kindness of his heart, and because people love it so much, the product, Steve Carter down the road at Dr. Prepper is going to add to our prize pack and is going to give away 24 packs of regular Dr. Pepper.
You can always count on Steve.
Or Diet Dr. Pepper. You can always count on Steve. And
we appreciate that.
It's great during baseball. It's great during the football season, especially for those tailgates, high school football, college football, whatever the case may be, some high school Dr. Pepper out there. So thank you to Steve. Thank you as well to Cedar Rapids Colonels. So we'll give away two pair of those coming up a little bit later on in the program today. All right, Kirk Ferentz today. Met the media down in Iowa City. And as far as Kirk is concerned, the kitty was out of the bag yesterday as far as the starting quarterback is concerned. A few things coming out of there today. And namely, number one, is that Kirk has announced, well, the university announced, Kirk took a small pay cut, a $50,000 a year pay cut. And the speculation is that it was to help bring on another assistant coach, namely Kevin Spencer, special teams coordinator. And obviously, when you're making, and again, here I'm getting into it too. $50,000 when you're making the salary that Kirk is making is, I'm not going to say it's a drop in the bucket, but you can afford to do that at this point. So in order for the common good of the football program, Kirk is taking a pay cut. And of course, everyone seems to have their own opinion on that out there on social networking, but that's what Kirk did to make sure his football team is better this year.
Well, that's, I think it's big of him, but doesn't the Iowa Athletic Department have $50,000 laying around for a special teams coach?
They've been
Why would Kirk have to take
some
a pay
money
cut?
As of late?
Anyway, an amendment to Kirk Ferentz's contract dated July 1st of this year, saying that his salary for this season will be $2.47 million or $2.42 million rather than $2.47 million.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, not a super significant cut, but there it is for you out there. Other things from the news conference today. Talked a little bit about the freshmen, and it sounds like a few that we knew of are going to play right away. One that he was kind of on the fence with was Tristan Wirfs, the young man out of Mount Vernon. Said that could go either way. Right now, Kirk said they have 8 or 9 on the rotation up front on the offensive line, and so he said he'd like to see that pared down a little bit. To me, that says that Tristan Wirfs, he'd like probably to keep the red shirt on him. I mean, that's what I took away from that statement anyway. Because unless there's a significant injury to Ike Butker or somebody like that. Right,
well, those guys in the offensive line were interchangeable last year, and I think several starting lineups were seen during the season. Parts are interchangeable, so I think if Ferentz can get through the year without playing Wirfs, great. But right now he's good enough to be number two, so we'll see if he sees the field this Saturday.
We'll ask John Bonenkamp about that. We're going to talk with him from the Burlington Hawkeye coming up here in just a little bit. Sounds like we're going to see many specialists out there, many kickers, many even maybe two punters. Colton Rastetter won the punting job, but it sounds like there may be the dreaded pooch punter or something like that, or something. Said it could be a split of the punting duties. Same thing with the kicking duties. Could see maybe a specialist for longer kicks, maybe shorter kicks and extra points, kickoffs, whatever the case may be. I think we could see all four specialists. I'm not going to say on Saturday against Wyoming, but by the time we're halfway through the Big Ten season, I think we could see all four of the specialists out there.
Are any Reggie Roby, Nate Kading pairs out there that can be brought in?
Well, we'll see.
Two of the all-time greats right there.
Right, and you never know. And maybe the biggest thing that came out of it was the fact that no decision has been made as far as the location of offensive coordinator Brian Ferentz for the year or for this Saturday. Still, Kirk said that it has not been determined if Brian is going to be on the sidelines or up in the press box with the sky-high view up there being the offensive coordinator. And it goes to everyone's personal preferences. I think probably 60%, maybe 65% of the offensive coordinators around are probably in the box. But there are a few that like to be down there and interact with the players and see exactly what their look is, their demeanor is. You can't see as much down on the field, but that's the positive out of it, that you can see exactly who wants to be in there at what point.
Yeah, I think it's a matter of personal preference, and I think whatever decision they make will be fine.
It a big deal?
Well, I don't think it's a big deal. You know, they'll do their job regardless of whether they're in the press box or on the sidelines. A guy like Norm Parker always liked to be in the press box as a defensive coordinator. And I agree with you. Most coordinators like to be in the press box. So I'm surprised they haven't figured it out before now, though.
Yeah, unless they're just giving the pat answer. You got to think they have a pretty good idea where he was in the box for Kids Day. Was in the box for Kids Day. So my money is that he is going to be in the box. But a lot of it's your personal preference. And I think the younger you are, the more apt that you could be on the sidelines and around things. But we shall find out about that coming up on Saturday as well. Your thoughts, 319-366-1600. Where should Brian Ferentz be? How many freshmen should play? And should there be two punters and at least two kickers coming up for the Hawkeyes this Saturday?
Among the true freshmen apparently going to play is Ivory Kelly Martin, a running back. And whether that's on special teams or on the offense, James Butler, the graduate transfer coming in, he's number two to Akram Wadley at running back, was quoted as saying, "Flashes of greatness there. He's already really good."
Interesting. 319-366-1600 if you'd like to comment on that. As far as Hawkeye football is concerned, as we get closer and closer. And don't forget, coming up on Saturday, we will have Before the Boom. That will be at 9 o'clock this Saturday morning on 107.5 and 106.3 FM, KGYM. So immediately following the game as well, it will be the After the Final Gun. You guys will be live down at Coach's Corner Sports Pub in Iowa City at 749 Mormon Trek Boulevard. Stop in after the game and partake in all the discussion. Kyle Mann, yourself, Alex Kuhn will be down there. I believe Todd will be joining you guys by phone. And comments from Kirk Ferentz as well coming up on Saturday. And, of course, we got Iowa State and UNI on 1600 AM. And that's a night game starting at 5 o'clock with the pregame. And we will be carrying the Cyclone Radio Network for that one.
Full bore this weekend. Looking forward to it. I recall now Ivory Kelly Martin is listed as one of the kickoff returnees.
Yeah.
So perhaps that's where we'll get our first eye on him.
Talked about Vandenberg a little bit as far as his prowess punting, returning of punting, I should say. And we'll talk with John Bonenkamp about that coming up here in just a little bit. 21 minutes past the hour at 3 o'clock on the Tuesday edition of the Gym Class and KGYM. And again, our apologies. Cal Eldred will not be able to join us today to talk Major League Baseball, but we might get to some baseball coming up in the back half of the program. We'll go ahead and take a break, come back. John Bonenkamp will join us from the Burlington Hawkeyes. So stay tuned. More to come after this. You're listening to the Tuesday edition of the Gym Class. Scott, Mark, and Kyle here on KGYM.
Shifting gears is what it takes sometimes to move forward. PMX Industries in Cedar Rapids is looking for some special people like you who view life a bit differently. You're intrigued by the thought of working all night when the rest of the world isn't. You like the freedom and the pay night work offers, plus overtime. Shifting gears with PMX Overnight offers stellar health benefits with medical, dental, and vision, coupled with rock-solid retirement benefits. Working the overnight shift at PMX isn't for everyone, but shifting gears may be perfect for you. Learn more at ipmx.com.
The KGYM Road Trip comes to you live with the Todd Brummelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. It's your chance to hang out while we're broadcasting and get your hands on some swag from the gym and other prizes. Want to know when it's happening? Find the road trip schedule at KGYMradio.com. The KGYM Road Trip, live from the Coach's Corner Sports Pub, Mormon Trek Boulevard in Iowa City, driven by Linder Tire Service. Linder Tire keeps you rolling during all your road trips this summer. Visit LinderTire.com for great tire and service specials.
This week, tune into the Paul Feinbaum Show as I discuss
the delicious taste of ice cold Dr. Pepper.
Larry Culpepper? Hey, I'm in the middle of a promo.
Sorry, Finey. The fans are craving so much Dr. Pepper, I thought I'd borrow some of your airtime.
Security!
Hey, look, whether you're watching college football or calling into some guy's radio show, Dr. Pepper makes college football that much sweeter. So grab some at your local store today.
Can I have one of yours?
Hey, we got a caller. You're on the Larry Culpepper Show with your host, Larry Culpepper.
That's it.
That's Dr. Pepper, the one fans crave.
First Federal Credit Union is proud to present Corridor High School Athletics on the gym. First Federal Credit Union, financial solutions for the way you live. FirstFedCU.com.
Member NCUA and Equal Housing Lender.
Covering Eastern Iowa sports for more than 40 years combined. UNASH and Dukes. The Gym Class on KGYM.
Back with you on the Tuesday edition of the Gym Class at 24 past the hour at 3 o'clock. We will be followed at 4 o'clock by the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. More on Kirk Ferentz's news conference today. And then coming up tonight, it will be Minnesota Twins baseball, Mark, beginning at 7 o'clock.
Indeed. James Shields going for the White Sox against Irvin Santana. The Shields wasn't bad in Chicago.
I know, man. It makes me laugh every time I hear it. That he's still in Major League Baseball and pitching for my team. There he goes. So we'll have it tonight, 7 o'clock on 107.5 FM. Twins still in second place right now as far as a wild card in the American League is concerned.
Yeah, game and a half up, and it's going to be a wild scramble. The Twins, I think, have 32 games left, 15 at home, 17 on the road, which might bode well because they have played better baseball this season on the road than at home. So we'll see.
Yeah, and by the way, speaking of baseball, congratulations to Rick Keller and the Hawkeyes representing Team USA at the World University Games. Iowa winning the silver medal. First time an American group has medaled gold or silver and gotten to the championship game. They did fall to Japan 10-0. But great job by Rick Keller and the crew, and hopefully they will have a nice, safe trip back.
Yeah, terrific job and a great story, and I'm sure one of the two programs here on KGYM Radio will catch up with Rick once the Hawkeyes get back in Iowa. By the way, the Purdue men's basketball team also winning a silver medal. It lost to Lithuania in the championship game.
Not an all-star team from Lithuania?
It might have been.
Might have been. Played better than most of the all-star teams over there. All right, John Bonenkamp has stepped in here to talk with us on the Tuesday edition of the Gym Class here at 3:26, and talk a little bit about what happened in Iowa City today, and looking ahead to Iowa, Wyoming, and other things. But first of all, John, thank you very much for joining us on short notice. And
how are you?
Oh, we're doing great. We're doing great. Not as well as your Dodgers, though, man.
Well, that's what I was going to say. I heard this. Well, they're a game and a half up in the wild card. And I thought, well, that's exciting.
I got a good friend who's a Dodger fan, John, and he said this whole thing doesn't mean anything unless they do something in the postseason.
Well, and they will. So, somebody asked me how many games they're going to win, and I said 10. Because the team they'll play will refuse to play that last game because they know what's going to happen. Anyway.
There you go. All right. No. Kirk Ferentz today in Iowa City. Nothing earth-shattering. I guess the biggest piece of news, perhaps, was the fact that Kirk took the $50,000 amendment to his contract. Sounds like it allowed Iowa to bring on an assistant coach, probably Kevin Spencer anyway, but it was interesting to find that out today.
Yeah, I mean, I you're right. It was no big surprise. I mean, I actually had to duck out of the after the interviews today because of the family situation. But nothing really surprised me. I mean, it's week one. It's Nathan's family at quarterback. It's as Craig Bowl suggests, the Iowa football is Iowa. That's where we're at right now. So, I think it's going to be an interesting season for this team.
John, we were talking with Mike Alas of the Gazette yesterday and bantering among ourselves about the number of true freshmen on the two deep, I think at number 7. And I don't know, I will ask you if you can recall a time when there's that many true freshmen on the two deep.
No, I really can't. And, I mean, it's when you look at when you look at some, I mean, some of them aren't a surprise. I mean, it wasn't a surprise that Tristan Wirfs was on there, and considering where he'd been, when some of these practice photos that we've seen, it wasn't a surprise that A.J. Epinesa was on there. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that many, that says that they put together, I think, a pretty good class, and I think these guys are extremely talented and can help them right away, which you don't really see a lot, in college football. A lot of coaches are very adamant to let guys come in and get used to the first year without having to play, but they must have seen something in these guys that said, hey, they can play and they can help right now.
I assume everybody, all the players anyway, this morning said the right things when they were asked about the Nathan Stanley versus Tyler Wiegers question.
Yeah, I mean, one of the things Akram Wadley said was, you know, basically we're glad to know now. Now we know who the number one quarterback is. And so I do think that was something. I mean, I think that's something that I think for offensive players, you know, you kind of need to know who that guy's going to be. And, you know, and until last Thursday, you know, there was really, you know, no indication one way or the other. And that was one of the things that did come out today was that they were told, both quarterbacks were told last Thursday, hey, you know, this is the way that they were going. So, you know, I mean, I think there's a sense of, okay, now we know who it is. Now let's get started. Mm-hmm. And you're right. They did say all the right things. There's a lot of confidence in Nathan Stanley that they, you know, everybody spoke highly of him, and they spoke highly of Tyler Wiegers too. And I mean, that was a lot of things. Again, going back to something Akram Wadley said, he's like, you know, both of them, you know, played pretty well in the summer practices. So, you know, like I said, I think they're kind of glad that this is kind of behind them, and now let's see where they can go with this.
Let's talk a little about Saturday's game, John, and. a lot of the focus on Josh Allen coming in, the Wyoming quarterback among the top quarterbacks in college football, apparently, this coming season. Does Wyoming have enough to hang with Iowa?
Yeah, I mean, I think so. I think they can come in, and I mean, again, a lot depends on what they can do offensively. And I mean, if they can control the ball, especially if they can get some scores early, and put Iowa back on its heels a little bit. Now you test the new quarterback. You know, you want to put him in a situation where, you know, maybe, you know, if you're Wyoming, you want to put him in a situation where you can get a lead and try to get a decent sized lead and make him throw the ball, make him work, make him do some of the things that he's never had to do at this level. And so to me, that's the key to the game is what kind of start can they get off to. And what can they do offensively to control the game? Because if they can do that, it does put a lot of pressure on Nathan Stanley and on this offense. Because if you don't, Iowa's going to run the ball. They you know, you have one of the best offensive lines in the country. You have a really good, you know, backfield, and so they're going to try to run. They're going to try to control the ball. So if you're Wyoming, you want to get a big lead. You want to put some pressure on Iowa's offense and make them make plays.
Well, it's a very interesting world for Craig Bohl. He's a coach that likes ball control, likes to eat up the clock, yet he's got maybe the number one quarterback in the NFL draft. So
yeah.
It's a great problem to have if you're a coach, but you know, that's not the way he won at North Dakota State.
No, and I mean I saw his teams all those years, you know, in covering Western Illinois, and you know, his teams are always very fundamentally sound. You know, it's a really well-coached team. That's the thing. They're not going to make a lot of mistakes. So, you know, if you're Iowa, you want to force a couple of turnovers early. And again, do the same thing like I was saying what Wyoming wants to do to Iowa. Put them back on their heels a little bit. But I mean, Craig Bohl, you know, getting back to Craig Bohl, I think he's a great coach. I think he knows how to play the game, and I think he knows what he needs to do on Saturday to get a chance to win this game.
Don't you think Iowa's just going to try to run the football and control the clock, John?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that was one of the questions that was posed to Nathan Stanley. Is, you know, did they tell you, you know, this is basically, you know, this is what, and he kind of gave the stock answer, you know, oh no, we're going to try to do different things. But no, I mean, you are going to try to run the ball. You have, like I said, you have the best offensive line in the country. You have 2,000-yard rushers in the backfield. The passing game is inexperienced. So you're going to want to try to do things to control the ball and just keep running it because you have the horse to do that.
John Bonenkamp from the Burlington Hawkeye joining us here at 3:33 in the Tuesday edition of the Gym Class in KGYM. Maybe this is an unanswerable question, John, and I apologize if it is, but what will make 70,000, well, 65,000 right now because there are 5,000 tickets remaining for Saturday, what will make them happy from watching Brian Ferentz's offense?
That's a really good question. I don't. I think it's a. I think people think that this is going to be like this inventive, you know, high octane, do this, you know, a lot of movement, et cetera, et cetera. And I think it's just going to be basically the same thing they've been doing with a few more wrinkles. And so, I mean, the minute that they run the ball on third and six or seven, that's when you're going to start hearing, you know, the grumbling. When they start doing some of the things that they've done in the past, which you know they'll do, there will be some grumbling. So, you know, I think what they want to see out of this is an offense that can move the ball, you know, every time. The minute it bogs down, you're going to hear a lot of the, oh, here we go again. But, you know, I mean, it is an interesting position for him to be in, because you know there will be the criticism. You know that if things don't go well, the criticism is going to fall on him. And I think it's an interest. It'll be an interesting dynamic to see, I think.
Was there any discussion with Tyler Wiegers today, John?
No, he was not available.
Okay, all right.
And, you know, and I mean, again, and this was something that came up last week, and Brian Ferentz said, look, you know, there may be a situation at some point this year, you know, they're going to need both of them. You know, no matter who the starter was going to be, they were going to need the backup at some point. And it's very possible. So, you know, I think he was given every opportunity to win this job. And, I mean, I think, you know, they really kept an open mind until that last, you know, couple of days of practice before they started on this game week. And so I think he had every opportunity. I think he had really a good opportunity to win it. I think Nathan Stanley just was a little bit better and probably a little more consistent, I would think.
Yeah, and Matt Vandenberg, number one receiver coming in, and is also going to be back returning punts. It's a little bit of a gamble, but Kirk Ferentz talked about the facts today that he likes Matt Vandenberg back there. Iowa put Desmond King, as Mark mentioned yesterday, back on special teams last year. Worked out very well, and going to try to roll that dice again this year.
Yeah, I mean, they're not going to, you know, I mean, you can tell that there is a situation right now with Kirk that he wants to get the best players, you know, get the ball in their hands as many times as possible. And so I think that I think that's why he's doing it. I mean, Matt Vandenberg is his best receiver. And I think he looks at it as, okay, here's another way to get him involved. Yes, there are some risks to it, but like I said, there were risks to doing it with Desmond King. And so I think that you know, again, it's getting guys in a position to where they can make plays, and he has some really good playmakers on this team, and I think he's going to use them any way he can.
John Bonenkamp joining us here. A few more minutes at 3:36. What do you think about this season for Iowa? If you have to look into the crystal ball right now, what do you think?
To me, it feels like I've had so many people ask me. They'll be like, "Well, how many games do you think they're going to win?" And I'll say they could win as many as nine, and they could win as many as six or five if things go wrong. You know, if things go south and you get a lot of injuries and everything else. I mean, there's a very thin margin of error with this team. I really believe that. But I think there's a lot of talent there. They're talented in the right positions. You know, going back again, what I said earlier, offensive line, running back, linebackers, they're really good at those spots. I think defensive line, I think they're better than what some people think. Up front, secondary, I don't know yet. Wide receivers, yeah, it's kind of hard to tell. And you don't know what Nathan stands. So there's a lot of variables there. And I do think there's a thin margin there. But I think you're talking about an 8-9-win team somewhere around there. And if things go right, you know, maybe there's another win in there. But I think that, you know, if a lot of injuries pile up, which is totally possible, then I think things can kind of get away from them, too.
Burlington plays some Cedar Rapids teams in high school football this year. Kennedy, Prairie, Linmar, Iowa City West to the south. Dropped a tough one at Davenport Central early. What's Burlington offer this year?
They have a really good quarterback in Lance Beck, and he's got some really good receivers. It's just right now defensively they had a lot of question marks, and they really got tested last week. And so, I mean, it's, you know, I remember because I did the preview on him, and I'm like, man, that is a loaded district. And, you know, it's one of those things where they could play really well and maybe win one or two games.
Hmm.
And I mean, if you just look at how loaded that is. So it's a team that I think Zach Shea likes to throw the ball a little bit. I think he really likes his quarterback and his passing game. You know, I just think that they need to really improve on defense before they get the district player. There's going to be some games that get out of hand, like what happened last year. I mean, they had a pretty decent non-district, you know, outing, and then they got in the district play and just couldn't stop anybody. So that, to me, is the key, is they've got to play better defensively once they get in the district play.
How about everything in Macomb before we let you go? The Missouri Valley is just a little tough.
Western. That's another one of those where you could play really good football every week and you might win one or two cups.
Exactly. But I tell you what, Western, they're getting better and better. But you got UNI, you got the Dakotas there, Youngstown State. I mean, it doesn't stop.
The key for Western is they've switched to a 3-4 defense. And they're doing it to really take advantage. They have a very deep group of linebackers. And so I think that's going to be the key for them, is how they can play defensively. Their September schedule is just brutal. Mm-hmm. They play Thursday night at Tennessee Tech. They play the following week at Northern Arizona. They have an off week, and then they play at Coastal Carolina. And they don't play a home game until September 30th. Mm-hmm. So they're going to get tested in the month of September, and you know, the key for them is just not get worn out from the travel, not get a lot of injuries. But, their schedule is really weird, and it may come into play when they get into conference play.
Since Cal Eldred had to bow out today, we'll open and close with a baseball question, John.
Okay.
Besides themselves, who's the Dodgers' biggest challenge in the National League?
The Cubs are playing well right now, but then again, they also – struggled against the Phillies and Reds on this road trip. I honestly, it's funny to say this, but I mean, it's like being the number one seed, that's a tough draw getting that wild card, because Arizona and Colorado are so good.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, and you get them in a five-game series. So to me, that's where, I mean, you get concerned about the other teams in your division that you may have to see in the Wild, in the NLDS. So I mean, those teams are really good, and they can score a lot of runs. So, you know, to me, that's but I'm not afraid of anybody. But that's just me. So.
Rematch of 65, the Dodgers and Twins.
There you go.
Don't play at the Coliseum. They won't be there.
Even better, yeah.
And no Giancarlo Stanton going to the Dodgers, right?
No, we'll get him in the winter. We have money. So.
All right. That sounds good. Hey, John, appreciate it. Keep up the great work at the Burlington Hawkeye, and we'll talk to you soon.
Hey, no problem. Thanks for having me on. See you.
John Monenkamp joining us here on the gym class. One of the great Dodger fans that you will find, along with our own Squire of the Rusty Nails, who's a big Dodger fan as well. 3:42, we'll go ahead and we will take break at this time, and we will come back. We'll talk a little baseball with you, a few tidbits in the world of baseball, and also maybe get your thoughts. Not sure how many times we're going to be able to do this. We got a pretty heavy load as far as guests this week, but maybe talk a little bit about Iowa and Iowa State, UNI. What do you think the win totals will be this year and why? So all that coming up here in the gym class on KGYM.
The final days of the Ford Summer Sales event are here. Now through September 5th, save big on Ford SUVs like Escape, Edge, and Explorer with 0% financing for 72 months, plus an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Time is running out to save on America's best-selling brand. It's the last chance to get 0% financing for 72 months plus $1,000 on top of your trade-in across a full lineup of Ford SUVs. Hurry, it's the final days of the Ford Summer Sales event going on at your Ford dealer. Best-selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade assist cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after delivery. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by September 5th, 2017.
Dude, you look different.
Well, my body is glowing gold.
No, it's not that. Did you get a new shirt?
No, I joined the Fuel Rewards program at Shell and got instant gold status.
No, did you lose weight?
No, it's the gold status. I save 5 cents a gallon on every fill every day.
Got it. It's a tan.
Get rewarded with instant gold status at Shell with the Fuel Rewards program. It's free to join. So join now at fuelrewards.com/gold. Restrictions apply. Active gold status required. Introductory offer valid for 6 months after activation. Limit 20 gallons at participating Shell stations. See fuelrewards.com/gold for full details. Doesn't actually turn bodies gold.
They go to the ballpark to watch the game. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes, the Gym Class, KGYM.
We are back at 3:44. Thanks to John Bonenkamp of the Burlington Hawkeye for joining us. Coming up tomorrow, Chrysalis of rotowire.com. He will be joining us, taking your fantasy football questions as your drafts are getting closer and closer. Big thank you to Imon Communications for that. And then we'll talk with the play-by-play voice of the Wyoming Cowboys tomorrow and find out a little bit about Craig Bowles' team and Mr. Josh Allen from The Guy That Calls All the Games. So I'm looking forward to that coming up tomorrow.
Be interesting. I think only the perhaps a third meeting between Wyoming and Iowa. I happened to cover one of those in 1987 in the Holiday Bowl. It was back-to-back games that Iowa was involved in the Holiday Bowl, and both times Wyoming and San Diego State played Iowa off its feet, and Iowa had to survive very narrow victories, but that was 30 years ago. It has nothing to do with Saturday's game.
No. Yeah, these kids weren't even born. I'm sorry to do that to you, Mark.
It's okay.
But that's just the way it is. They weren't born when the two teams last met on the gridiron out there. Mentioned Cal Elder not with us today. He will be back with us next Tuesday after the Labor Day holiday weekend, and looking forward to talking with him at that time. But we still have some baseball to talk about, and we can go over a few things here. And one of those being the fact that of the big pennant races going right now, you got to your American League East between the Red Sox and the Yankees, with others. The Orioles are getting back into it now.
Behind
a red-hot Manny Machado at this point. The AL wild card is an absolute mess at this point because you have a total of 8 teams within 3 games, including the Royals. They are still there despite the injuries. The Seattle Mariners have come out of nowhere, even maybe more than the LA Angels have. And Tampa is still clinging. Texas is still in this thing, for heaven's sake, at 64 and 66. But you've got the AL wild card, you got the AL East, you got the NL Central. And CBS Sports did a breakdown, Mark, of the remaining schedules in these pennant chases.
Yeah, let's talk about the wild card race right now. The Yankees right now 3.5 up on the rest of the field and look to be in pretty good position. The Yankees have 32 games remaining, 20 of them at home. And the winning percentage of remaining opponents is .508. So you would think the Yankees would be in pretty good position. The Twins hold that second spot right now, 15 at home, 17 on the road. And as mentioned earlier, the Twins have played better baseball on the road this season than at home. And the Twins, among the, half a dozen, 6, 7, 8 teams still in contention, their remaining opponents have a winning record or a one-loss record of percentage of .477.
A lot of White Sox games in there.
Those help. The Angels and pretty much everybody else has an almost even split between home games and road games. The Yankees with the big advantage right there. In terms of the National League Central,
Twins have the easiest schedule, by the way, of all of the teams. Now, that doesn't mean they're going to win it. We'd love to see them do very well, but you got to win it on the field, obviously.
Certainly do. And National League Central, the Cubs would seemingly have an edge there, up 2.5 games on the Brewers, 32 games remaining for the Cubs, 18 at home, and the winning percentage of the remaining opponents is .481.
Cubs are not going to face a team over .500 until September 9th, I believe. And that would be the Brewers or the Cardinals. I think it's Brewers and Cardinals back-to-back.
You can read too much into that. The Phillies taking 2 out of 3 over the Cubs last weekend. So the Brewers, 16 at home, 15 on the road. The Cardinals, 32 games remaining, 19 on the road.
Hello, Reds!
But not The winning percentage of their remaining opponents is 469. So,
but the Cardinals without Adam Wainwright, without Rosenthal at this point, and kind of running out of bodies. So we'll see. We'll see. Cubs are still the team to beat in the NL Central at this point. They have a 2.5 game lead going into play tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to think, being the defending world champions and with the schedule they have and with 18 of the games at home, the Cubs are still going to be by far the favorite coming out.
Leave Arrieta on the hill tonight.
Arrieta, yeah. Who has been pitching very well as of late, will be on the mound tonight for the Cubs. What are your thoughts? 319-366-1600. Baseball, we can talk about that a little bit. And then kick around, if you want to talk about here in the last 10 minutes or so, Iowa, Iowa State, and UNI, if you want to give us a jingle, or if you just want to let us know on the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line, what do you think the record's going to be? And why? I mean, you can just can't throw out there 11-1 or something like that, or a 4-8 and leave it at that.
Mm-hmm.
You got to show your work a little bit. So 319-366-1600, 319-366-1600, and let us know your reasoning, or if you want to talk some baseball, why your team is going to come out of nowhere and shock the world and make the playoffs, let us know who that is and why.
Or if you have a recollection of Judd Heathcote, who has died at age 90. Cyclone Tim had a reaction earlier on the text line. He said, I always got a kick out of how Judd's hair would just completely get discombobulated when he was angry. Way before Chris Farley ever did it, but for laughs.
Yeah, and boy, Judd will be missed. No doubt about that as far as the Big Ten is concerned.
I'm still formulating my opinion on Iowa, Iowa State. To a certain extent, you and I really need to dive deeper into the schedules. I know it's a more difficult schedule for Iowa this season. Try to look at the player groupings. I think Iowa has more strong groupings than not. But it's often about the matchups, and I haven't dived deep enough into that to. I'll have a record by, what do you say, tomorrow?
Well, we're going to unveil them Friday.
Okay.
Unveil them Friday. All right, we'll take a break, come back, get your texts and calls ready to go at 319-366-1600. Going to go to break, going to give you an opportunity to win tickets and Dr. Pepper. Tickets to see the Cedar Rapids Colonels take on Kane County, game one of the best of three, coming up a week from tomorrow night, September the 6th at Veterans Memorial Stadium. Plus, you're going to get a 24-pack of regular Dr. Pepper or Diet Dr. Pepper. And we're going to take two winners of two tickets and the Dr. Pepper. Callers 5 and 6 at 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. And good luck. Back with more after this.
Dave Austed here from Austed's Golf. You've been waiting to buy that new driver or golf shirt till it goes on sale, right? But wait no more. Austed's end of summer clearance sale is on now. Savings up to 60% on brands you want at the lowest prices of the year. Have our award-winning club fitters get you in the right equipment, regardless of the price. Shop Austed's now for our end of summer sale and save up to 60% store-wide and online at Austed's.com. Play better, have fun, and shop Austed's.
Metro Rivals teed up this Friday night in Week 2 of high school football here at KGYM. Hi, this is Scott Unich. Join John Hagerty and me this Friday night at 7 from Kingston Stadium on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM as the Washington Warriors battle the 9th-rated Kennedy Cougars. The Warriors lost to Squeaker in Week 1 to Prairie and take on a Cougar team that rocked Muscatine on the road last Friday. That's high school football presented by First Federal Credit Union, Washington at number 9 Kennedy. Friday night at 7 on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM KGYM.
You know that Airgas USA LLC is one of the nation's leading suppliers of industrial, medical, and specialty gases. But did you know we also carry welding and safety supplies, hardware and tools, and offer MRO products and services to industrial and commercial vendors? We do, and we have a location right here in Cedar Rapids on C Avenue Northeast. So the bottom line, Airgas USA LLC has gas, welding, and safety supplies. We're 30 years strong and getting stronger. See us at airgas.com.
Covering everything from the preps to the pros, with a little bit of old school mentality thrown in for good measure. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on the Gym Class. KGYM.
Big thanks to Chris in North Liberty and Scott in Cedar Rapids. They are going to pick up tickets to see the Colonels, a pair, and then some delicious, refreshing Dr. Pepper as well. A reminder, Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn is coming up next, and they will have for you your chances to win tickets to see country superstar Alan Jackson at the U.S. Cellular Center on Saturday, September 9th for the Honky Tonk Highway Tour, along with special guest Leanne Womack. So they will have that for you coming up on the program a little bit later on today, Mark.
I have a couple, three predictions on the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. David Hudson.
Not David Hudson.
Not David Hudson, the former Iowa running back. Iowa at 9-3, Stanley excels. Iowa State 5-7, improved, but a tough conference.
Do you think Iowa State, in order to get six, has to beat Iowa?
Yes.
I think so, too.
More importantly, has to beat you and I.
True, which you and I won the game last year.
Ryan and Walford, I like the Hawkeyes at 8-4, 6-3 in the Big Ten. We will drop one non-conference game. I think it'll be to Iowa State this year. We'll knock off Penn State at home. Our defense and running game will keep every game close. I think it'll be another year where we lose four games or so by a combined 15 points. Ceiling 10-2, basement 6-6.
Ryan has the Hawkeyes beating Penn State.
Mm.
That would be a feather in the cap. No matter if it's Kinnick Stadium or in State College, but Penn State, I like Penn State. I think they're going to win the whole shebang in the Big Ten.
70-99, it depends on teams. Run defense. Iowa could have a great season if teams struggle to stop the run. I also think Iowa's defense is going to be scary good. They're more equipped to stop the spread also. No defensive tackles over 300 anymore. No linebackers over 240. And the corners are very long, lengthy.
I think they're going to miss Desmond King, though, out there on the corner a little bit.
Brandon Snyder out with injury at safety.
Jake Gervais, though. The former Davenport Deception Knight stepping in there, and I think we'll do a good job.
Cyclone Tim at 70-98. I'm hoping 6-6 for Iowa State. But to do that, I think realistically, they'd have to go 3-0 in the non-conference. Yes, beating Iowa and beating Kansas, Texas Tech, and Baylor. That would give them six. The defense will have to be significantly better than last year.
I agree, Tim. I'm right there with you. I think if Iowa State gets six, I think they have to go 3-0 in the non-conference portion of the schedule.
For a 64-39, I think Iowa State will be much better than what the experts predict. Campbell has them going in the right direction. I think they win all their non-conference games.
And why don't people want to get rid of Iowa State then? So much riding on this game. Don't get me started, man.
16-17, Iowa 9-3, because we rally behind the first-year starting quarterback and have the best D-line in college football. Ohio State is overrated. Iowa State only wins two games.
Oh, and so it starts.
I do have to read one last one about Judd Heathcote's passing. 0481. My son said I should call. I was at the Iowa-Michigan State game in 1980. I was a senior. I had a front row seat in the south balcony student section. I think it was 8-6 at the half. Heathcote said he slowed it down because he knew he couldn't run with Iowa. That's kind of my recollection, too, but I remember exactly what the score was. Thank you very much for that.
Yeah, and I'd like to hear more stories about the South Balcony, because I bet that was a little bit of a wild scene in that era of Iowa basketball over there at the Iowa Fieldhouse. So.
Well, a follow-up here, the student section was raucous. They chanted some nasty stuff at Coach Heathcote. Lute was livid at the slowdown. The game went to overtime. Yes, Iowa won it 44-39.
There you go. But Lute slowed it down against others too, so he wasn't too livid about it. All right, Mark, good show. We will talk tomorrow at 3.
Sounds great. Thanks for all the interaction, folks.
All right. Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn coming your way next right here on KGYM Cedar Rapids, Iowa City.
It's time for some straight talk. Those big wireless companies love to dangle a low price in front of you.
That's all you see on TV these days, all their so-called great deals.
But then, out of nowhere, they hit you with these activation charges and mystery fees.
That's a line drive right to the family.